Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Michael O'Leary of Ryanair has, well, gone on the mad one again over drinking in the airport. The chief executive of Ryanair has called for alcohol limits in airports to tackle a rise in disorder on flights. Now, Mr. O'Leary said passengers should be restricted to two drinks per journey to curb what he says is an increase in antisocial behaviour and violence. Now, we're going to be hearing from him in just a minute. This is something that you and I have debated on many occasions in the past.
And I probably have a very strong opinion on it for two reasons. By the way, I'm not anti-alcohol, before people think I am. I'm not anti-alcohol. I'm a social drinker. I enjoy a drink. The difference is I don't become an arsehole when I have a drink on me. When I'm drunk, there's two things I become: tired and horny. That's the only...
Right.
No, but it is. Everybody reacts to alcohol different. Mm-hmm. So I've never got aggressive. You've been around me when I've been drunk. Do I get aggressive?
No, not particularly.
Do I become an arsehole?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But a little bit.
Okay, no more than normal.
So my point is, it doesn't make me an arsehole. However, it does. I've worked in the hospitality industry for so long. I've been around drunk people for the last 30 years while gigging. And I've seen how some people can become aggressive arseholes when they have drink on them. So that's why I have an opinion on this. Secondly, I've been unfortunate enough to be on a flight on two different occasions where there was a drunken brawl on the flight. And I can tell you one thing. It is not nice to be on a plane.
I have witnessed obnoxious passengers kicking their fingers at air hostesses and stuff like that. But I've never seen a brawl, thank God.
We're coming back from Prague last year. There was a woman who was absolutely locked, and she went for one of the cabin crew. It was a Ryanair flight, by the way, and she grabbed her by the neck. And it's just terrifying because you can't go anywhere. This woman was sitting behind me on the plane. And it was literally happening in front of my eyes. The first time it happened was even scarier on a flight back from LA, on a Virgin Airlines flight, where a fella started beating on the cabin crew, and we all had to run to the back of the plane. It was terrifying, it was. This was halfway across the Atlantic Ocean, nothing you can do. And luckily, they were able to restrain him down. And I think they gave him an injection or something. I can't be sure, but I think they injected something into him and then tied him with the seatbelts until the plane landed. And when the plane landed, the police were waiting to arrest him. But it is terrifying. Now, I've also been on flights where there's just drunken antics. We were on a flight there a couple of years ago on holidays, and there was a hen night, and they were absolutely pissed, and they were just annoying. Alcohol...
Okay, being annoying is not a reason to...
No, alcohol doesn't... And I think Michael O'Leary said this, like, you're not allowed to get into a car if you have drink on you. So
you're not flying the plane.
No, it's nothing to do with the safety of flying the plane. It's to do with people become arseholes when they have drink on them. I don't want to be sitting next to someone who is drunk on a plane that I haven't got control. There's no bouncers to throw them off. They can't be thrown off the plane at 40,000 feet. They are literally...
So Michael O'Leary is saying we need a two-drink limit in the airports. As I said, we'll hear from him in a second. Would you support that?
Yeah, I think two drinks is fair.
Two.
Yeah.
Two miserable L pints.
Well, any more drinks than that and you're bordering on alcoholism.
Stop it now.
No, you are. Why would you? No, it's not shite. No.
Most people, when they're out, have three or four or five pints. That doesn't make them an alcoholic.
I didn't say it does, but I'm saying it's bordering on alcoholism if you need more than two pints before getting on a flight. Like, that's it's sad, it's pathetic. You probably are a borderline alcoholic. You don't need alcohol going on the flight.
You don't.
No,
you don't, Jeremy. Other people do.
Well, if you do need alcohol, that
other
means
people do, even to calm them down.
Well, then you've just proved my point. You use the word people do need alcohol. If you need
some
alcohol,
people are nervous flyers and have a couple of drinks to calm them down.
Take a Xanax. If you need alcohol in your system, yeah, if you need. The word need in alcohol means you are alcohol dependent. Therefore, you're either a borderline alcoholic or an alcoholic.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let's have a listen to what the Ryanair chief exec had to say about drinking on airplanes.
I mean, we are seeing record numbers, and we and most of the airlines around Europe are seeing a spike upwards, particularly this summer, of disgruntled passengers on board. I think the real challenge is, one, flight delays are up at a record high this summer, so people are spending time in airports drinking before they board aircraft. And I think the critical thing is we've made submissions to the governments across Europe. We want two things. One, much more effective fines, fining passengers by the local magistrates when they're hauled off planes for disruptive behaviour. And two, we need to have a ban on airports, not selling alcohol, but limiting the amount of alcohol that can be sold to any passenger to two alcoholic drinks. So in the same way that you have to show your boarding pass when you go through duty-free to buy cigarettes or alcohol, we believe you should have to show your boarding pass to buy an alcoholic drink at a bar at an airport, and you shouldn't be served more than two alcoholic drinks, particularly when flights are delayed. Passengers tend to drink more alcohol, they become more inebriated, and that's not good news for when they're getting on board 1, 2, 3 hour flights.
Aisling, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Aisling?
Not too bad, guys. How are you today?
Good, thanks, Aisling. Well, should there be a two-drink limit on drinks in the bars in the airport?
I totally agree. I've seen so many flights diverted because of arseholes on planes that can't handle a drink. Maybe a three-drink limit, yeah, that'd be fine. But, I mean, I flew out to Tenerife a couple of years ago, and there was a group of young guys, all between the ages of 17 and 19. There's about 15 of them. Absolutely trolleyed getting on a Ryanair flight. Nothing was done about it. They were falling all over passengers before we even got on the plane.
I have a big issue with that, in that the airline did nothing to stop them getting on the plane. I have a major problem with that.
Well, that's another issue. Yes. Why aren't they stopping them getting on the plane? I mean, the plane was about to take off down the runway, and one of them decided to light a cigarette up in their seat.
Mm. And look, I'm not denying that shit like this happens, but in my opinion, that airline, and you said it was Ryanair on that occasion, should not have let them on the plane in the first place.
But there's nobody there to stop them. That's the problem.
Yeah, when you have to hand your boarding card and your passport to get on the plane, if you appear locked, they shouldn't be letting you on the plane.
But they did, and they were not only that, they were falling all over each other and other passengers before we boarded the plane. Out on the tarmac, they were vaping, and then one guy, actually, sorry, he did light up a cigarette, and he pitched himself too. So he was taken off the plane. So in turn, our plane was delayed by half an hour going out. That's fine. I don't mind that. We all expect delays. But why should some ourselves ruin other people's holidays?
No, I'm not disagreeing with you that there is nothing worse than antisocial behaviour like you're talking about. However, should the vast majority of people can go to the bar in the airport, can have a couple of pints, 3 or 4 pints, and be no bother to anybody and probably just fall asleep when they get on the plane.
Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but then you have the ones that can.
So because of the arseholes that don't know how to behave themselves, okay, the rest of normal people should have to suffer.
I'll address that, Aisling, because I want to show
you. I don't think everybody should suffer, but when it comes to young people going on their first sun holidays, I think they should be monitored, and they should be,
of course,
limited to a certain amount of drinks before they board a flight. No. Again, it goes down to the fact that people who have worked hard all year, saved up their money to go away on their 2 week sun holiday, to be ruined by a couple of arseholes on a plane.
I know, but again, and I agree with you, and in the case that you're talking about, those guys should not have been allowed onto the plane in the first place.
Oh, and there was about 15 of them.
Okay, I blame the airline in that case for allowing them onto the plane. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is the vast majority of us can go for a few drinks and cause no hassle to nobody.
Let me put this to you, Adrian. Hang on for a sec, Aisling. I want to put a question to Adrian. You know when you're going away on holidays, Adrian, every single person that goes on holidays, are you a terrorist, by the way?
Am I a terrorist?
Yeah.
This is a stupid question.
No, I have to ask you this question. Are you a terrorist?
No.
Have you ever wanted to blow up an airplane?
No.
Have you ever thought about blowing up an airplane?
Never.
Have you ever thought about bringing explosives onto a plane? No, okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, when you go to an airport and you're going through check-in, what do you have to do as regards liquids?
Go through security.
As regards liquids.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you have to do?
Well, you don't have to do anything now. You just leave them there.
But the liquids. You can't bring liquids on board. Why can't you bring liquids on board?
I don't know at this stage.
Because I think in the whole history of air travel, I think two people tried to smuggle explosive material onto a plane that was liquid. Okay, so that's why you have to get your liquid.
Yeah, but they now realise how silly it is, and that is changing.
Okay, but yeah, but they've done it for many years. You can't bring liquid on board, so you are having to suffer. You can't bring a bottle of water onto a plane, because two people in the history of flights
potentially
caused trouble.
No, okay, could have blown up an aeroplane.
Because
there's a big difference between me having me two pints and sitting there and somebody who has planned to blow up an aeroplane.
You're never ever going to blow up an aeroplane, or you're never going to hijack an aeroplane, are you?
No.
But I don't hear you fucking bitching and moaning about having.
But I don't want anybody to.
I
want to be able to have a drink and cause no hassle to nobody.
The point is, the weak argument.
It's not a weak argument.
You should have come up with a better argument before you started the show. The weak argument you had was, oh God, why should we have to suffer because of the 1% of people? Yep. You do that anyway. You suffer because of the 1% of people who want to blow up a plane.
Sorry, you can I tell you, taking the liquids out of my bag is no big suffering anyway.
And either is limiting yourself to two drinks. Are you that bloody desperate for a couple of drinks?
It's the principle of it.
Get pissed the night before. Get pissed on holidays.
And by the way, can I just let you know that having a restriction on two drinks in the airport is ridiculous, because people can just go to the bloody hotel or the bar across the road.
Now, Orla is saying you can bring a bottle of water on the plane. Yes, you can, but it has to be bought after you go through the security.
Yeah.
You can't bring a bottle of water into the airport and onto the plane. You can bring no liquid through. The point I'm trying to make is you all suffer because of the behaviour of... It is suffer. Pain in the hole, having not been able to bring...
That's just a pain in the hole.
Ah, it is, having to take... I got my aftershave confiscated.
And as Rebecca said, there's a big difference between being drunk and blowing up a bloody aeroplane.
Okay, Rebecca, you must be a bit silly because you didn't get the point.
It's a stupid analogy. It's not ridiculous analogy.
The point I was trying to make is that we all have to suffer because in life, we all have to suffer because of the bad behaviour of the minority.
Can I just tell you, by the way, and just to go back to Ashley, just to go back to your story, yeah? The guys that you're talking about, 15 of them, all carrying on disgracefully, yeah? If they hadn't had as much drink, they probably still would have carried on like absolute morons anyway.
Yeah, it just seems to become more frequent. I mean, again, as you said at the start of your program, you see videos all over social media of bad behaviour on airplanes because of drugs. It's not fair to the airplane staff. They're not trained to deal with drugs like that. You know what I mean? And then become violent.
I know, but there should be a situation where...
You're ruining holidays for everybody.
I don't disagree with any of what you're saying. However, there should be more control over who actually gets on the aeroplane. So
that's down to the airline.
That's my point. And if it means that they have to employ security to physically stop somebody getting on, well, then that's what they have to do.
I couldn't believe it. I fly Ryanair quite frequently. Yeah, I've seen the odd drunk person, but this crew took the biscuit. I mean, they could have. That plane didn't take off because, as I said, one guy was sitting in his seat so drunk, lit a cigarette and pissed himself. You know what I mean?
But I blame the airline for letting them on in the first place. Stay there for a second. I want to read a message that came in to us, a guy I'm going to talk to in just a moment. And here's what his message says. This is from Terry. He says, I go away once a year and nobody is going to tell me not to drink. My holiday starts in the airport and I don't get aggressive after 4 or 5 pints or even 10 pints. Jeremy is a damp prick. I'm going to be talking to that guy, Terry, in just a second.
Did he say 10 pints?
He said, or even 10 pints.
But I assume he's being sarcastic. I assume he hasn't actually had 10 pints and be on it. Could you even walk up the steps to the plane after 10 pints?
Some people can, yeah. Kevin.
How's it going? Just in regards to today's topic about drinking in the airport. So I'm in Ibiza at the moment and I only had 1 pint in the airport with my wife. That's perfectly fine. I've also been on flights where we've had 3 or 4 points and absolutely fine. You can't paint everybody with the same brush. Do you know what I mean? Jeremy is just an arrogant fucker. And in all fairness, over the recent shows, we have 3 rules of Jeremy for flights. No fatties, no drunks, no dolls. They're the Jeremy rules.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Terry, I read your out there a moment ago. You go away once a year. Nobody is going to tell you not to drink. Your holiday starts in the airport and you don't get aggressive after 5 pints or even 10 pints.
Adrian, I tell you something, I'm locked before I even get to the airport, because we go out the night before to the local and we scull a few jars there because you're excited. You're excited for the buzz of the holiday. It's a session. You know, I don't care what the fuss is about. I'm picturing O'Leary now with a bleeding breathalyzer in front of the flight. It's absolute nonsense. Swear to Jesus.
Okay, like, he's not talking about breathalyzing people, but I don't know if you heard the story that Aisling told. A whole gang, 15 of them, all locked on the plane. I was arguing that people who are obviously palatic should not be allowed on the plane in the first place.
Adrian, no. If they start that, your Ryanair have no customers. They're the party planes. That's what we call them. Because we go over to Tenerife and we've been to Ibiza a few times, myself and the lads and the missus and all. The couples, we all go. And like, it all starts on the night before. And then when you go into the airport, like, you know, you have to go in early now. They tell you to go in like 2 or 3 hours before your flight. But you're flying through the boarding thing now anyway with the machine yokes. So you're scratching your ass for 3 hours. What are you going to do? You go to the pub. And I'm about 7 or 8 points now before I even get on board. In 3 hours, Adrian, you'd easily knock back about 7 or 8 points. I'm sure you don't even realise it's a party. You know what I mean?
Sorry, can I ask you a question, Terry? And you don't take offence to this. Are you an alcoholic?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Sorry, what has this got to do with this conversation, Jeremy? Whether he's an alcoholic or not.
No, it's a fair question. Are you?
No, it's not a fair question.
Are you dependent?
The guy enjoys his pints.
Are you? Everybody enjoys a pint. That's right. Are you dependent on alcohol?
Yeah, absolute prick.
No, Jeremy, the guy's an alcoholic because he
enjoys a few pints.
No, that
makes him an alcoholic.
No, I'm asking him, is he an alcoholic?
He said no.
How many pints would you have in your system before getting on a plane?
It depends on the length of time I have in the airport. But the last time we went to Tenerife, we went to the Dublin airport. You know the way you can do it on the computer and all now, yeah? You scan your passport and all, and you're in like in 10 minutes. It's great. It was great because it was an early flight. It was leaving at about 6:30 or something. And we were all there like 4:30 and the pubs are open.
Okay, how many points were in your system as you got onto the flight?
I'd say I knocked back a good 7 or 8, but we all did. It was great. It was a great buzz. The vibe was fantastic. We were all getting on the plane, singing songs, having the crack and all. It was like
a Saturday night in Temple Bar, only it was in a plane where people had saved up, people like Aisling on the other line, who'd saved up for a family holiday for the whole year, only to have the flight ruined.
Well, you know, all he said, sorry Jeremy, all he said was he had pints.
And
he
didn't say, honestly, it's not the Oliver St. John Gogarty's in Temple Bar on a Saturday night.
Nobody probably came from there.
What do you do, Jeremy? Do you have a little chamomile tea there before you get on the flight and then have a snooze? Like when you're going away with a Ryanair flight to Tenerife.
Yeah, because I have a bit of class in me. You're obviously a bit of a scumbag.
No, I'm no scumbag. There was a bit of an issue. Like some fella, he said something smart to me, missus. She was dressed up and she was wearing like clothes for Tenerife because it's going to be hot over there. I think temperatures are going to be about 24 or 25 when we arrived. So she was wearing a low-cut top, and I'll never forget this fella. He turned around just in front of his mates, and he was acting like all hard. But he said, turned around to my missus and said, Jesus, you could breastfeed a creche. And what am I supposed to do with that? Do you know what I mean? So I looked at him and I said, say that like that again and I'm going to give you a slap. And he said it again. He made these kind of sucky noises. And I gave him a couple of digs and there was a bit... Sorry, Jeremy, hang on.
Was this actually on the plane?
That was on a Ryanair flight, yeah?
I'm sorry,
going to Tenerife.
Was the plane in the air at the time?
The plane was in the air at the time, and the stewardess came out and all, and they threatened to divert it or bring it back to Dublin. I can't quite remember what they were saying now, but it all simmered down. The mates tried to join in and all, but that was it. It was only some 50 cups for about 5 minutes, and then everything calmed down. That was the only time I ever had an incident on a plane.
But hang on, Terry. Meanwhile, on this plane, there was families, there was young kids probably, all heading off to Tenerife as well, and there's you acting the prick hitting somebody a dig.
Or here's Adrian.
Oh, come here, Adrian. If it was you, you're married, aren't you?
Yeah.
If someone turned around and said something derogatory about your wife,
I wouldn't like it, but I'm certainly not going to be. I'm not going to hit him a dig on a bloody aeroplane.
But see, Adrian.
Why? What would you do? Would you do nothing?
We see this just. Adrian's after doing a complete. Stay there for a sec, Terry. Adrian's
no, that's disgraceful.
No, you've just done a complete 180. Well done. Made a show yourself. So hang on. For the first 15 minutes of this podcast, you were all like a couple of drinks, blah 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 blah. And now, because we have someone on who's clearly becomes aggressive.
Okay, there is excess in everything.
Hang on. That was one isolated incident, Jeremy, and it was
my point is that man that said that to your wife, you had no right to say it to your wife. That man that said that to your wife or girlfriend had no right to say that. He wouldn't have said that if he was sober. Was he drunk as well?
I'm sure he was, who isn't on a flight to Tenerife? You know what I mean? Everyone's there for the crack.
Decent people, middle class people, people who've paid a lot of money for their flights and don't want to be stuck with a load of scumbags.
Don't get me started on them. The middle class do a lot more than I do, Jeremy.
Okay, Terry, you don't believe there is, despite the fact that you were, by your own admission, involved in an incident on a flight.
A fight, let's call it. It was a scrap. How many people were involved? How many people were involved in the punch-up?
Well, at the start, it was me and the prick that said that to me, Mrs. But a few of his mates tried to join in, and then my mate tried to join in.
Look,
it was all over in about 5. But look, these things happen anywhere, Jeremy. It just happened to be on a plane, and now they're all.
The question is: has this? Did that have anything to do with drink or drinking?
If I was stone cold sober, Adrian, if someone says anything to my missus, they're getting a dig. That's the end of it.
So it's nothing to do with drink, then?
It is.
No, it's not. He'd have hit him a dig anyway.
No, the point is, the man that said that a comment to your wife, which is disgusting, by the way, would not have said that if he was sober. People, when they get drunk, have Dutch courage. So he wouldn't have said that. And I don't believe that you would have got involved in a full... Have you kids? Were the kids on the flight? Have your family?
No. The kids were with me, my man. It was myself and ourselves, and all of our mates were going away to Tenerife, and that was it. But I'm normal. I'm sober as a judge now. And if someone said anything to me about my wife in front of me, I'd give them a dig. That's it.
Okay, so Aisling, what do you make of that? Does that prove the need to have a limit on the amount of alcohol served in airports?
Well, it does. I mean, fighting on an airplane and fighting on the streets are completely different. You're in a confined space, and what people fail to realise is drink actually affects you more. When you're in the air from the decompression and that, and people get drunker, the higher up they go on the plane, and people forget this. So I definitely think there should be a drink limit.
Can I ask you something there, Mrs. Now, are you married?
Yes.
And if someone said something to you in front of your husband beside you on the flight, what would you expect him to do? Nothing.
He wouldn't throw a punch. I can guarantee that. But I would on the plane were made aware of the comments that were made, so it wouldn't escalate into a fight.
So you'd be happy with your husband saying nothing there and being a delicate little flower and just sitting there and letting someone say something.
No, he's not a delicate little flower, mate. He would actually go and do the right thing. He would speak to us, an air stewardess on the plane, and advise them of what has happened and can they control the situation by moving them or moving us. If there was space.
I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe you'll be happy with that.
Neither does my husband, so we wouldn't be on the plane.
And then he'd be getting daggers from you for the entire holiday. We're not backing you up. That's what I'd say happened there.
No, that would not happen. I can tell you there's a right way and a wrong way to do things. I get if you're out in the street and you want to punch somebody, fair enough, but you're in a confined space on a plane with 300 other people.
Here's a man who, by his own admission, his holiday starts in the airport. They all go to the bar. And by the way, they're not the only one. All you have to do is go to any bar in Dublin Airport at any time of the night or day and see how busy they actually are.
I've seen it.
So he's there next week. I'll be there on Sunday morning, so I'll witness it myself. But the point I'm making is his holiday starts in the airport, as do a lot of people, but you would have... him and everybody else only allowed to have two drinks.
Sorry, that animal.
Well, if you're going to start a row on a plane with 300 people
I was about to say that.
Hang on.
He did start the row.
He didn't get on that airplane planning to start a fight.
Sorry, who threw the first punch?
Well, I did because of what he said. Yeah, but you know what I mean? I won't allow that. I don't. Sober, I won't allow it, Jeremy.
Okay, so stay there for a second, Terry. I want to just play this voice note from Darren, which is for you.
That clown Terry just answered his own argument there in the one sentence. Absolute fool of a man.
So he's basically saying you've proven
that's
the need.
Another D forehead.
You have proven the need to have a restriction on the amount of alcohol you can have in the airport.
It was nothing to deal with the alcohol. Everyone scores a few points in the airport, Adrian. I've seen people posting on social media like 5:30 in the morning with a pint. What are you all giving out about? You can't go to a shop now before 10 o'clock and get a drink, but it's grand in the airport. So we take advantage of that.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please. Let me bring in Carla.
Jeremy thinks that everyone should have to have this limit just because some people can't behave themselves. And just because he's a loser and he doesn't like drinking and all in an airport and he thinks it's wrong at 6 in the morning and all. He's a loser. Have a bit of fun. You're on your holidays. Live your life. Like, get off your fucking high horse.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Just referring back to that message that I played a moment ago from Carla, she said you're a loser. Lighten up, have a bit of fun, enjoy life, all of that. Well, do you want to respond to that?
Well, Carla, you clearly aren't listening to what Terry has said there. Drink was the, and I don't care, Terry can say all he wants, drink was the cause of what happened on that flight. Nothing else, just drink. I admire you for standing up for your missus. Terry, but throwing digs on a flight would not have happened had there been no drink involved. That wouldn't have happened
He's already after arguing if he was sober as a judge, it would have happened.
No, I don't believe that. That wouldn't happen if you were in the cinema. If you were in the cinema.
Are you for real, Jeremy?
If
someone said that to your missus, you'd just go and make a formal complaint like a good little boy.
If you think I'm the type of person that would throw a punch on a flight, then you don't know me very well.
That's because you're a pussy. Stand up for his wife.
Jeremy, you even laughed when he said what the guy said to his wife. You laughed.
No, I was wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, that's what was said. It was a horrible thing. And the same thing happened to your wife. You'd just go, oh, that's okay.
No, but I wouldn't throw a punch on a flight.
What would you do?
I don't know what I'd do. I've never had that situation. But yeah, don't take offence, Terry. You're a thug.
What would your missus like you to do? Answer that.
But she'd never.
I know what she'd like you to do. She'd like you to dump the head off him.
No, she wouldn't.
And any woman that says otherwise is lying.
No, because she's a lady. She's a lady. I can hear your missus now. Come on, Teddy. Beat him up for me. Beat him up for me. My God, it's disgusting to think that happened on the flight.
Stay there for a second. I want to go to Jessica. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How he is?
Good, thanks, Jessica. Well, you've heard Terry. Nobody is going to stop him drinking at the airport. What did you want to say on this?
Oh, well, I talked to Jeremy and Katie when they talked about this before. You can wait till you get off the plane. How hard is it to wait an hour or two off the plane?
Well, four hours if you're going to Tenerife, but yeah.
Yeah, well, even so, 4 hours, it's not going to kill you.
But a lot of people like to have a couple of drinks in the airport before they get on the plane. That's just their thing. You've heard the expression that the holiday starts in the airport. Now,
yeah, well, how many flights and everything have been ruined because of idiots?
I'm sure
it's happened to you.
But those idiots are idiots anyway. That's the point that I'm arguing.
Yeah, well, if you let them limit how many they can have or just ban it outright, they won't have all this kind of crap on the planes, will they?
Let me ask you, Terry, what would you do if this was brought in, if there was a limit based on your boarding card for the amount of alcohol that you could have in an airport? What would you do?
If that happened, O'Leary would lose his bollocks, Adrian. They're party planes. There's a reason they're called party planes, because it's a session. Do you know what I mean? That's what Ryanair's all about.
Not everybody on the plane is partying. There are mammies and daddies and kids on the plane as well.
Oh, I'd love to know what the percentage is to the likes of the Tenerife and Ibiza and all. Are they all going to the nice little quiet areas? Are they going out for the session? I'd say it's more sessions than families, to be honest, Adrian.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is that we're hearing lots of stories. Michael O'Leary was telling stories of how incidents involving alcohol on board airplanes has gotten worse this year than ever. Now, you, even though you've admitted that you were involved in an incident with one guy, you have never carried on other than that. Is that right?
No, nobody grand. No, listen, like, we'd have a bit of a crack. Myself and the lads would have a bit of crack and a bit of banter and we'd be singing a few songs. And we'd annoy people, but we're on a fucking holiday. People need to get a grip, Adrian.
Okay, Jessica, what do you say to that? You're on a holiday. People need to get a grip.
Well, you can wait till you get to your fucking destination. I don't see the need why people need to. I don't see the need why people wake up, right? They get to the airport. Oh, it's 6 a.m. Do you know what I'm going to have? A pint of fucking Guinness. Like.
Yeah.
He's a borderline alcoholic. I said this the last time. Katie disagreed, but Jeremy agreed. He's a borderline alcoholic. It's pathetic.
Have you ever gone on a session?
You're not at 6 o'clock in the fucking morning going on a plane because I'm not a fucking pig.
Have you ever been on a session and had a few more drinks than
not
you normally would?
On a fucking plane. Are you actually stupid? What? I haven't drank have on you? A plane. You've been
bad
in the airline.
You don't drink at all before you go on a plane.
Yeah, because six o'clock in the morning isn't drinking hours. He's a fucking pathetic.
Everyone does it. Everyone goes to the airport in the morning drink.
Everyone does it. The most childish argument I've ever heard in my life. Everyone does it. If everyone was jumping off the bridge, would you?
Yeah, but you're in the mood. You're getting the buzz of a holiday. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is.
Okay, Do you know when my holiday starts? When I take my foot off the plane. When I land to my destination.
You know, now hang on for a second. I work my bollocks off Monday to Friday. And I get a train to get a holiday in every year. So I can let my hair down and have a few points. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is.
Not if you're going to be a nuisance from the airplane and start bash-ups. No! You should have been banned from the airline.
Hang on, I didn't start it. Your man started it.
You should have been the bigger person and let it go. You should have just kept your fucking mouth shut.
Let it slide. Yeah, yeah. That would have gone down like a fucking lead balloon with horror. I'll tell you that for nothing.
Oh, well, do you know what? He's probably a mate for each other. You know, Jeremy was right. He probably was common as muck like you.
Okay, so you see, you would support Michael O'Leary's call for a restriction.
Breathalyze them if you need to. The bars in the
airport
need to have their fucking hours because they shouldn't be allowed open at 4 o'clock in the fucking morning, whatever time they open up at, because it wouldn't happen in town. Do you see bars open at 6 o'clock in town? So why should it happen on a plane?
You sound boring. You want the pubs closed in the airport now, and you want everyone breathalyzed before they get on the plane.
I don't want fucking morons.
I tell you, great pack of parties.
Jessica, most people listening to this podcast right now who drink alcohol.
Oh, don't even tell me I'm in the minority here. Don't even tell me I'm in a minority.
Well, I'd say you possibly are.
Everyone wants drunken idiots
The point I'm trying to make is most people listening to us now who drink alcohol and maybe they've been drunk in the past
have never ever
caused a scene with anybody.
Would you be happy and would you enjoy your flight surrounded by drunk people? No, you wouldn't. So don't even give me
that. And this goes back to my point from the story that Aisling told a while ago. The airlines need to take more responsibility to stop people like that getting on board the flight.
But the airport doesn't have a part to play in because of the fucking bars being open at the hours they are. Are you for real? They both need to
Jessica, because not everybody who might have two or three or four pints carries on like an absolute asshole.
Right, well, okay, well, you seem to be agreeing with Terry. I don't know why. I love a nice few of me. I like a nice few jars myself, but I don't drink them on the fucking plane. Jeremy, please tell me where I'm going wrong in anything I'm saying.
Listen, we're after getting a message here that we're going to read out.
Oh, I'm probably saying I'm a bore bag, this, that, and the other.
No. A message from someone who's...
Hang on.
Shut up, you. A message from someone who was claiming that they were on the flight that Terry was on. Now, I don't know. There's lots of... many flights that are in day to a lot. And if this story... if this message is to be believed, it seems like it was a full brawl. Now, what did you, just so I can get your wording right, Terry, before we read this message, what did you say the row consisted of? So your woman, you were sitting there with your missus on the flight, and that man made disgusting comments about your wife's boobs. Not appropriate, disgusting, absolutely horrific. She shouldn't. Did she at any stage tell you, Terry, calm down, sit back down, don't rise to the occasion?
She was pulling me back from your man, right? Because I was throwing him a few digs. But then when his mates joined in, my mates joined in, and their girls joined in, and she joined in as well. Yeah. But like,
okay. Well, was it a few slaps? Was it a little disagreement, or was it a full out scrap?
If it was a full out scrap, they'd have all been arrested when they got off the airplane. No, were you arrested when you arrived in Tenerife?
No. They threatened to turn the flight around or divert it somewhere else unless we all calmed down. And with that, like, everyone on the plane was looking at us going, like, lads, seriously, you know what I mean? So we all kind of just, we went our own way. It went on for about 5 minutes, and I calmed her down and she calmed me down. But that we were threatened with when we arrived at Tenerife, getting arrested and all. But like, it simmered down after a while, so all was good after that. But yeah, no, she joined. Like, if you see one of your mates getting hit, Jeremy, is that another formal complaint up to the stewardess? Is it?
No, my point is, well, I wouldn't get involved in a fight on a plane.
What, no, I wouldn't what? Imagine you would, Jeremy, because you couldn't beat snow off a rope by the sound of you.
So, also because...
That's why. You just sit there like a little pussy, you would. You wouldn't stand up for your wife, you wouldn't stand up for your mate, you'd just sit there.
Well, I wouldn't risk getting banned. I mean, it's lucky that you're not banned for life from a Ryanair flight.
Well, it is lucky. But you know, these things happen. It just happened to be on a Ryanair flight, and that's the end of it.
Okay, stay there.
What did he say about that? It's known as the party flights. I've never heard that word.
Now, some people
the party planes. That's what we call them. The party planes. Yeah.
Well, I've never called.
Well, you may not, because you wouldn't get on to have a party.
Nobody should get on a plane to have a party.
I want to read this message. I want to read this message that came in to us just a minute ago. This may not be anything to do with you. It just seems a little bit coincidental. It says, lads, I can't come on because I'm listening in work. I think I was on that flight where he was on. Ask him, was it the Tenerife flight? We've already established that, but there isn't the Tenerife flight. There's millions of them. I was on that flight with my three kids, and they were terrified. It wasn't a few slaps, it was a full scrap. My wife asked him to stop because the children were upset and we were ignored. We deserve an apology from him. Now, Terry, like I said, the chances of it actually being the same flight to Tenerife is... but was it a full brawl?
It was for about 4 or 5 minutes, Adrian, and then it simmered down. Yeah, because like there was, I think it was 12 or 13 of us went over. Like, and as I said to you, my mates, or his mates joined in after I hit him, and then my mates kind of jumped to me as well, just to help me out. And then the girls got involved, and it was a bit of chaos for a few minutes. And yeah, look, if the kids on the flight and all, I'm sorry, but I don't know what I was expected to do. Just sit there and say nothing when someone says shite about me wife. I'm not that type of person, Adrian. And as I said earlier on, even if I was sober, there's no way. There's no way in hell I'd just sit there and be quiet. No, I'm sorry.
Stay there for a moment. I want to bring in more opinions on this on 085-825-2626. Angela.
Hi, guys. Angela here. Sorry I can't come on today. I would either have a 2-drink limit, or to be honest, I'd prefer to be banned in airports anyway. The way I look at it is, if you're going on holidays and you're going to, let's say, Spain, 2.5-hour flight, an hour or two before, so if you cannot sustain from having a drink for 4.5 hours, you've got a bloody problem. And if you're drinking for 3-4 hours before you get on the plane, you've a problem. So the way I look at it is, ban it all. Why should I have to sit there and listen to your shit and listen to you talking shit and farting and just total ignorance and pompous and drunkenness on a flight? No, shouldn't happen. Ban it all together. Have a good day.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
This is Damien.
How is this fucking moron justifying what he did? Like, I don't give a shit about people drinking in the fucking in the airport. But this fella is an out and out scumbag. His mates are scumbags. The people that he fought are scumbags. They should all be banned from the airport for life.
What do you say to that, Terry? You're a scumbag, your mates are scumbags, the guy you were fighting with is a scumbag, and you should all be banned from airplanes for life.
Because I defended my missus, I'm a scumbag. That's what they're all saying. Pussies. All of them, AJ. They're all, they wouldn't get into a fight. I could tell by them that they couldn't be snow off a rope.
It's not that, Terry. It's the place that this incident happened on board an aeroplane. It is not the time. It is not the place to be throwing a dig. And that's what makes people really nervous when they see any sort of antisocial behaviour on a flight. That is why airlines threaten to land the plane if you don't calm down. That is why people are getting regularly arrested as soon as they get off the plane. It's just not appropriate.
Well, maybe not appropriate, Adrian, but I'm sorry. It doesn't matter where it happens. I don't give a flying fuck where I am. If someone says anything to me that's in any way bad or about my family, my wife, my kids, then I'm sorry that they're getting it. Doesn't matter if it's on a plane or not.
Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dara?
Great, how are you?
Good, thanks, Dara. Should there be a ban on the amount of alcohol you can buy in the airport?
I don't think in the airport. I think that's classic Michael O'Leary trying to control. Like, he wouldn't ban it on his flights because he makes too much money from it, but he wants to ban it in the airport so that people then will end up consuming more on his flights. So he'll in turn earn more money.
You think this is a sinister ploy by Michael O'Leary?
I don't. But I think, of course, he wouldn't put that rule in place on his flights. But if he's just like, oh, we'll deal with the issue at the airport. But when it comes to my flights, I want to make money, so I don't give a shit. They can drink on my flights. But like, who's going to, like, you can't control what people drink in the airport because there's multiple different policies.
Well, you can. So you actually can, Dara. It could be tied to your boarding card. You scan your boarding card and the system knows you've already had a pint in the other bar. So here's your second and that'll be it.
Yeah, but then I'm sure people who are not drinking would give their boarding cards to go up to others. You know, there's plenty of people who don't drink. Do you know, it wouldn't be, I don't think you could man that properly. I think you should definitely, you know, have greater controls in place and people getting on flights. Absolutely. Like those group of lads that people have been talking about that were clearly absolutely fucked going on the plane. Why were they allowed on the plane? I think, yeah.
No, I agree. There should be much more responsibility taken by the airlines people getting on.
Terry, when you got on board the plane, not when you went through security, when you boarded the plane at the gate, yeah, were you drunk? And did you act drunk? Were you fall around the place? When did you...
I was fucking plastered, Jeremy. But, you know, I got on. It was all good, you know what I mean?
But exactly, he got on because they don't give a shit because they're like, oh, this lad probably is going to buy way more drinks on the flight.
Hang on, I say half the time we're passing. It was all the bleeding Tenerife lad.
No, sure, I'm not against this, isn't it? I'm not giving out to you. I don't care if people drunk having a good time on a flight. I'm just saying if the airlines have such an issue with it, then they should have more controls on their flights and how much people are drinking on the flights. I don't think they should be telling the airports not to serve people drink. Because like you say, there's delays. What if you're there for 6 hours and you want to have a few drinks? I think you should be absolutely allowed to have as many drinks as you want.
But if you listen to the clip that I played of Michael O'Leary earlier on, he said this problem has become worse as airport delays have become worse. In other words, people, because their flight is delayed, end up drinking much more than they would have, and it's directly as a result of delays.
But like, whose fault are the delays? Airline's fault. For example, one of our flights was cancelled only last week because of a fault with the engine, because it's well known that Ryanair, because they are so cheap as well, don't do as vigilant checks on their planes as much as, say, you know, the more expensive airlines.
They have they have the safest fleet in the whole world of any airline.
How do you know that?
I know it.
What do you mean you can't just know that? Like, where are you getting that information from?
Their flight safety record is one of the best in the world.
Oh, do you have their audit records?
You just have to Google it for yourself.
Anyway.
No, but Google, anyways, that's a different discussion, but yeah, I don't think we should argue that.
Darrow,
but anyways,
Darrow,
I'm saying that...
Darrow, I've been sitting back listening to what you've been saying very closely in the last 10 minutes, and I just want to call you up on some hypocrisy that you're coming out with. So you said a couple of minutes ago that someone should be able to drink as much as they want in the airport, not on a flight, in the airport, okay? Now, that's the other man on the line, Terry, that's exactly what he did. He sculled back the pints when he was in the airport. We can all agree that the reason that fight happened on the plane is because Terry was locked. So why you can't on one part say that Terry's behaviour was disgraceful.
And I didn't. When did I say hello? I didn't say Terry's behaviour was disgraceful. When did I say that?
Oh, sorry.
She didn't say that.
Well, I'm assuming. So you're assuming.
Well, I am assuming. Sorry.
You're trying to paint me in a certain picture and make me out to be a hypocrite when I haven't said anything about his behaviour yet. I was merely talking about the fact that the problem is with the airlines, not with the airport. And if people are too drunk,
they shouldn't be allowed on the plane.
Okay, do you think his behaviour on the plane was despicable and disgusting and
Before I answer that, I will say that if he got so drunk to the point where he acted like that, then the airline should have spotted that and not allowed him on the plane. And certainly not allowed him to drink more. But leading up to that point, it was none of anyone's business what he was doing before he got on the plane. If he is not like adult enough or man enough to handle his drinks that he gets to that stage at the airport, then the airline should spot that when he gets to the point. Same way when you're trying to go into a club and you're too drunk, the bouncers will often say, go away and sober up and come back.
You see, it's the point is, it's easier for Ryanair to say, we didn't cause this problem, it's the airport's plying drink into people.
Yeah.
He did cause the problem by allowing those people on the plane in the first place.
It's like negating responsibility and not taking any responsibility.
Well, the only person responsible for the behaviour on that flight was Terry himself. Nobody else is.
The airline has a duty of care to its other passengers.
Absolutely.
If Terry
was, as he described himself, locked, he shouldn't have been allowed on that aeroplane.
Yeah, but maybe he's good at hiding it. Now, the final question...
He just said himself he was plastered, but are you
prepared to condemn his behaviour on that flight?
What has that got to do with the discussion of banning drinks in the airport?
What has it got to do with the discussion?
It does, because this...
His behaviour was disgraceful.
I'm somebody who's saying we don't need to get me to say
I have no opinion on what he does. I don't care what he does. I'm talking about the issue of the drinks.
Jeremy, the fact of the matter is... Other people can sit and have a few drinks in a bar at the airport, get on the aeroplane... Yeah. And sit there for the 3-hour flight and fall asleep.
But on Terry's,
but cause no issues but
on,
at all.
On Terry's particular flight, there was, I'm guessing, between 8 and 10 people who couldn't.
They shouldn't have been on the bloody plane.
That's what I'm saying. Why were they on the plane? They shouldn't have been allowed on.
But you haven't even condemned their behaviour.
Jeremy, the sort of behaviour that we're talking about, if people were more afraid of being stopped at the gate and not allowed on the plane, then people wouldn't be carrying on like that. Would you agree with that, Tara?
Yeah. No,
absolutely.
In other words, if Terry thought arriving to the gate of the airplane locked was going to make him miss his flight to Tenerife, that might have made him control his drinking.
I would imagine had he been in any way aggressive going up to that gate or to the check-in, they wouldn't have let him on. Wasn't there a big fight involving a group of travellers in Dublin Airport a couple of years ago? Remember they're killing each other?
That wasn't that gate.
No, that was in the terminal.
But anyways, and I would also argue that the most bad behaviour happens actually on the plane, not before the plane. Because from my own experience, I might have 2 pints in the airport before a flight, or 3 at the max. But when I'm on the plane, that's often when you get the drunkest, because you don't feel the drink. And like that with the air pressure. So I think it's the airlines that have more of a duty of care than the airports. Like, it's on the airplane where the damage is done, giving them more drinks, or where they've snuck on drinks from duty free, they're filling up their glasses on the back, no one's keeping an eye on them.
Absolutely. I have to say having a 2-drink ban in the airport is not going to achieve anything because the Terrys of this world, Terry, you described sometimes when you're going away the party starts the night before if you have an early flight. Half the drink he'd had outside the airport, not even in the bloody airport.
Having a 2-drink the night before the holiday we go to the local. The night before the holiday, that holiday to Tenerife, Kerry, we went to the local and we sculled a few because we're all excited. It was the whole group of us. We were all excited for the holiday.
But the point I'm trying to make is having a two-drink ban, Jeremy, would achieve absolutely nothing to stop this guy being drunk. So that comes back to the point that the airlines need to take more responsibility for who gets on planes.
He shouldn't have been let on the flight, but maybe he's very good. There are some people...
He shouldn't have been let on the flight,
people,
end of.
There are some people who are very... By the way, airlines don't have the time to be checking people.
But then stop giving out about it. No, but stop giving out.
I'm saying,
and blaming the airports.
Some people are very well and very adept at being able to cover up their drunkenness. Do you not agree with that?
I do. Neil.
Adrian, Jeremy, ban alcohol altogether in the airports. There's no need for it whatsoever. Because at the end of the day, if you're flying on a plane, you have to go on it. Alcohol is not going to make you want to go on a plane. You have to go either way. 30, 40, 50,000 feet up in the air. It's too risky. You can't just pull over and let someone off the bus or throw them off the bus and call the police. It's too risky up there. Anything can happen. Alcohol changes people. Jekyll and Hyde. Somebody gets alcohol, getting onto a plane, they're all right. They may wake up differently or they may get on and they may wreck the bleeding place as they're only taken off, and then they have to divert. People's holiday is messed up. Ban alcohol altogether at the airport. I sound like a right boring bastard, but unfortunately, that's my belief. Cheers, lads.
All right, Neil, thank you very much indeed. So, Jeremy, you and Neil meet in the airport. Go for your cup of coffee or whatever. And
no, I actually have a smoothie before flights.
Oh, God, you really push the boat out, don't you?
No, I do. I always go for there's a smoothie in Terminal 1, just at gate 102. Great little smoothie bar. Don't need alcohol.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new podcast, which, by the way, is most weekday afternoons. We have generally 5 episodes of Opinions Matter every single week. Thanks for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We will catch you on the next edition of Opinions Matter.